This Philadelphia Society, I want to tell you, is an extremely dangerous organization. You send them a very, very modest check, and the next thing you know, they are asking you to do the most difficult thing you have ever done in your life. They ask you to introduce Irving Kristol, and then precede this with an introduction, which, if one weren't tongue-tied enough at the task, completely ties one's tongue. It's very extremely difficult, as I just indicated, for me to introduce Irving. I have known him, I figured out this morning, for 34 years. 34 years is a long time. It's longer than a lot of you have been alive, as I notice with envy. If I do what an introducer is supposed to do and offer you Irving's curriculum vitae, tell you where he went to school and all that sort of thing, I would be boring. And except for saying of him that he is the other greatest editor in the world, I would be irrelevant. If I try to explain to you why he is uniquely important to all of us, I would be impertinent. You all know perfectly well why he is uniquely important. If I were to try to tell you what I think about Irving, or to tell stories about him from 34 years of happy experience, we would be here all night. If I tell you what I feel about him, it would seem to you that I was being mawkish. So what should I say? That he is a rarity, an extreme rarity in this society, a brave intellectual. That his prose might be the envy of anyone who wishes to put pen to paper. That his mind is the envy of many who do put pen to paper, and that his tongue, well, about that you will soon find out for yourselves. Irving.